Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Even after years of starting with Green Day, it still is what I need. I wouldn't get into that. I'm like air guitaring, air drumming. Oh, good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Ray. How's everyone doing? My son's flying in today.
Oh,
I won't see him till tomorrow. He's not getting here till late, but yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be super fun. He's here for the 4th of July. It's a good time, baby.
And he's staying with you.
Yeah. Yep. Stays in our little guest house.
Oh, I was going to say, boy, you're going to give up your bed and go back in with John? Is that
it? Oh, no, dear God, no. I could do that if I needed to, if we needed, you know, if they were both coming home, I'd have to do that.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I don't think I could go back in and go back to the wifely bed.
Yeah.
There's too much going on in there.
Yeah.
Way too much all the time.
Well, I'm on vacation next week, so I could
put
up, you know what I mean?
Go.
I wouldn't have to get up at 3. So it's.
You hear that, everyone? She's on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
We'll be in.
Yeah.
The rest of us.
Yeah. Bob will be back too. Bob's going to sit in.
Me and the CEO over here.
Yeah, baby.
That's you, Maddie. You're the CEO.
I go to LinkedIn and I see a note that he's posted that says, what did it say? Something like, me. Hey, everyone, I got this new position. And then it says, you. You know what you should do? And like, I was just laughing, like, not you personally, Sarah, but I mean, I guess you're getting a lot of people hitting you up now that you're a CEO.
Oh,
The minute I had the new job.
Oh, like hitting you up for jobs or?
Jobs, different services. I mean, you name it, you know, everything from, you know, like accounting stuff and business stuff to.
Oh, do you need this?
Someone who flies in and fits you for suits from Hong Kong.
Well, you do need nice new suits. I mean, come on.
Private jet companies.
Oh,
and I'm like,
wow.
You guys have got the wrong impression of what, what I'm doing.
What, you don't have some golden parachute out there waiting for you?
No.
Do you want to say that, I mean, is it something you can talk about or is it?
I mean, it's a podcast company. It's called Cast Media.
Cast?
Yeah. Yeah. I took over CEO. They had a bad run last year and filed for bankruptcy. And
oh, goodness. Oh, that sounds like a great company.
Cleaning up the mess.
Yeah, you got to turn that thing around.
But we got some great shows. The shows are great. The production's great. Everything under the hood is good.
Yeah.
It just needs a little body work.
Needs to make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect job for you.
No, it's fun. It's part-time.
That's so funny. He's a part-time CEO.
That was very, very weird. But do they have an office?
No.
Full-time morning show producer.
The office is at your house.
The office is at my house, yes.
Oh, boy.
He's also a professor. I mean, really, this guy.
Oh, yeah. Summer classes started. Already getting. I think this morning I got 10 emails from students who are explaining to me why they haven't done the first two assignments.
Well, I mean,
it's summertime. Yeah. Obviously, they don't
I had
to
a trip with my family to France. I mean, did you really want me to do homework for that? Come on.
Sorry about it.
I mean, I was busy with escargot and champagne.
My computer's not working. Can you send me? Do you have a spare you can send me? I got that this morning.
Send me a computer?
Wow.
Can the school send me a computer? Like, it's kind of a requirement when you're an online student.
Yeah, you should have that. Right, that's part of the deal. Are you doing all the stuff online or is any of it in person?
Everything's online in the summer for me.
Oh.
Next semester, I'm actually teaching two classes on site. So.
Oh.
Yeah. My media entrepreneurship class and my regular podcasting class.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's the expert. He puts the P in podcast.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Flex, would you? Flex. You're the CEO of a podcasting company. How cool.
Yes, it is cool.
Here's a text. I don't know if I read this yesterday. Hey, Vinny, it was so nice your family joined in singing happy birthday. Hold on, because it's all to my friend on Friday at Laughing Monk. Please thank them. And
oh, so somebody had a birthday and then the whole place started singing?
Her friend recognized your girls, and then we were the ones in the parking lot waiting to see your Mach 5, but saw you in the family van.
Oh,
Liz and Amy, San Jose, Odyssey.
Cool dad that day.
Yeah, I was in
showed up in gallops.
So it's one of those things where I pull into this. My family and Trina and Trina's mom are all eating at this restaurant before the play on Friday night, and I'm meeting them there. And so I pull in, and as I'm pulling in, there's like four girls coming out of this restaurant,
yeah,
all staring at me.
Oh.
And I'm like, they must be friends of Christina's. Like, that's like, you know,
right,
in the parking lot staring at me with the, and they're like kind of looking at me almost expectantly. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I got to park. I'm going to just park. Yeah. I park and then I don't see them again. I get into the restaurant and Christina goes, did you see your fans?
Oh,
they were just the ones. And I go, oh, that's what was going on. Okay. Mm. I'd know I didn't. I mean, I saw them, but I didn't know I disappointed them in the minivan. My bad. Sorry.
Just say hi.
Yeah, just please say hi.
Wave. I mean, waving would have helped.
Because
for sure.
Sometimes it does. Someone's giving you an odd look and you're like, okay, is it because I'm on the radio or do I have something on my face?
You know,
like,
what?
You know, just say hi.
There would be no way for me to have known someone was in the parking lot knowing I was on my way in.
Right. No.
So I honestly went, right, they must know me. And I don't know how, not from the radio, yeah, but like,
right,
this is just weird. But anyway.
No, we had a couple texts come in from me because where I live, I've talked about it enough, but people can figure out where I live. And there were people who have been at the brewery
Alameda
there.
You know, you and Jane are running Alameda these days. I mean, come on.
And and said something like, I saw you at the dog park and I didn't say hi. I'm like, just come
just
up
say
and say hi.
Hi.
Like, it's weirder that you didn't say hi.
Well, I don't know. I can see it. I wouldn't walk up to somebody if I saw Jen Aniston at the dog park. I wouldn't walk up to her. I'd leave her be.
Well, the one people saw me wearing West Virginia sweatshirt and they walked up and they're like, well, we figured it was you.
Right.
Oh, funny, yeah. Because they were
the
sure.
One guy.
Yeah.
I guess if you're not sure that it's somebody like a radio person, people don't, and I guess they see pictures of us if they specifically look, which you don't have to, really. Things aren't getting better over here. But...
say that you're tan now, you're in the best shape of your life.
Oh,
you look great.
Yeah, I'm so hot. I know, God. I mean, look at me, but don't look at these guys. But you just only half know how people on the radio look, so you're not like, I don't know. You might be like, I don't want to. Because how many times have you been asked, Are you Vinny?
Yeah,
yeah. Have you ever said no?
No, well, I may have said if someone said, what do you do? They don't know me, but they're just asking, you know, whatever random questions. Right. What do you do? I'm in sales or
I
something.
I say sales too.
Just to like not sidetrack the whole thing I'm trying to get done,
right,
here.
Exactly.
But no, I've never said no. No.
Yeah.
And I, you know, my voice is
pretty distinctive.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have yelled from three aisles over in the supermarket.
That was you,
Vinny?
That was truly one of my first times getting recognized was in the grocery store. Mm. I was goofing around with my girlfriend at the time and someone said, oh my God, Vinny, that's you. And I was like at the Vons in Carlsbad by my house and just went, yeah.
You said it quietly. Yeah.
And well, right.
The first time I got noticed in San Francisco, I was in a Giants game and I'm like behind the catcher and I'm, you know, typical East Coast person yelling and screaming at every batter, and some dude yells down, hey, are you Maddie from the radio station? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, shut the F up. Like, all right.
Okay.
Oh, the love.
Obviously a fan.
Oh, that's fun. That's funny.
Oh, is this a test run for Bob running the board? No, actually, Bob will not be anywhere near the board. Bob's going to do trash.
Yep.
Maddie will be running the board.
That's
and yesterday, as he was sort of doing one of his test runs, Sarah was like, no, not that. Don't touch that.
Yeah.
Not that. No. No. the yellow one. And I'm sitting over here going, oh God, we're dead.
I know.
Oh my God.
I told Maddie, I'm like, listen, I'm going to leave my phone on. If you want to call me in the morning, I'll be ready. I'll pick right up. But he'll be fine. He actually started the whole board up this morning and got the update, you know, did the program. And then today he's going to come in and run the board a couple times.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
We're going to get an engineer to hang around just in case.
Yeah, I've got Sam on call. I told him the deal and he's...
Wait, he's on call? Or is he... I mean, it would be helpful.
Well, he comes
in
today.
Just...
I can't make him do extra hours, but
Are you sure?
He will be up waiting if I need him.
By the way, the Justin that used to come in here all the time forever, he's not here anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't work here anymore.
I went down there and I was like, hey, why don't we get Justin back? He moved here from New York for this job and then went out on paternity leave and then...
I just like being a dad. I'm going to stay home.
What's the deal with? He won't be back. I went, okay. Have a good one.
Kids are expensive.
You
should maybe think about coming back. I don't know.
I don't know what went down. I have no idea. Truly none.
Well, that happens.
But you get to like somebody.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, the same thing happened right outside our door here. One of the guys who I saw every day and took full on for granted.
Yeah.
Just took him for granted.
Bob.
Left him alone all the time and just thought, you know what? He's working. Yeah. Back's turn. I'll leave him be. And then one day, he's not there anymore.
Can only have one Bob.
Yeah, they had to get rid of the other Bob.
Ah.
We're like, we like this new Bob. We're going to get rid of the other Bob.
We do like the new Bob,
though. Yeah, the new Bob is a keeper. Bob on the waves, by the way, if you want to follow her on Instagram. Is she posting? She's at a lake house in Michigan or something, right?
I don't know anything about
it. She lives the high life.
Yeah,
by the way,
she does kind of live.
She lives better than I do. That's for sure. She's like traveling. They have a lake house that they go to.
Well, she's partnered up. You'll partner up again. I mean, divorce is
just
not
as easy to fall in love with a rich woman as it is a poor woman.
Rich women, I am available. I'll throw that out there.
Why not?
Yeah, if you want to take care of somebody in their early 50s.
I wouldn't have said any of that, but I...
Solid sales job, though, dude. You should write down that you're in sales.
Yeah, leave all that out.
Right. I'm a lot of fun, and...
He's a beefcake. That's what he is. Just so you know, hot stuff right over there.
Yeah. You should see him dance with his creaky new hips.
Oh, man. I will dance for you every night. Mm. I'll sing you songs.
Oh.
I like to make up songs, you know. I do that around the house. I sing to Fred all the time.
Oh, Fred must love it.
Oh, you can sing, but people can't sing when you're
around.
Well,
I'm singing to my dog. Okay. He likes it, you know. He's not uncomfortable by it.
Yeah. Do you look right at him in the eyes?
Yes.
And he stays looking at you?
And I'm too Freddy for your big bumpy ears. And I'll play with his ears a little bit.
I'm too Freddy.
Yeah, so he's got a little young. Yeah. Whatever's in my head from the station that day.
I know.
It's turned into a dog song every night.
I'll be singing some song today, I'm sure. I mean, Pink Pony Club has just been on repeat. And I feel like we're not even playing that as much as we used to. Like, I get a song in my head and I'm just bopping around the house singing it all day.
It's very catchy. You can't help it.
Pink Pony Dog. Rolling around the floor, you're the pink.
This is Nona's last day today.
Oh.
And you know, I know
I thought she was staying through Thursday.
No. Mm. Well, we're all going to hang today and then she goes home tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
But,
so
we'll have tacos tonight and then
well,
she'll go
Tuesday.
Back to the... It is.
Yeah.
We'll have tacos tonight and I wasn't sure if we were falling on the... It's hard to have company.
Mm.
Even though she's super helpful and has been with the kids a lot.
Right.
I know you went through this. Don't you worry about your parents. You're like, oh my God, I feel better when you're safely tucked in your house.
Yes.
It's a thing. I'm just like at that point where the worry has rotated off of me and onto her.
Right. Well, you hadn't seen her in a year. It becomes this like sort of looming thing in your life. Like I am definitely feeling the like mom and dad. Hi, I miss you. I think about you every day and I haven't seen them since like February, I don't think.
And they'll actually be making the trip this summer?
No.
Or no, they're not. They're done
really
traveling. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I'm sort of.
My dad is 85. That's old.
Gentry.
He's great though. He's still doing great.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's see 90. Pal.
Let's see 100, Dad.
Let's see 100, pal.
Yeah, my dad turns 90 in November.
Oh boy, getting up there.
Getting up, still dry, still doing people. Everything though. Still does all the stuff.
So is Nona, but I'm worried. It's well, now my job.
Honestly, it's even at our age, like one bad fall can really be the end of the good times.
I'm not trying to go there, but yeah, that's what I am saying. Right. Yes, I worry. There's lots of that. So anyway, we're gonna have one last hurrah.
Yeah.
And then Nona gets on a plane tomorrow. And
so she can fly with the dog. That's great.
She's got a little
carrier.
Chicken dog carrier. This dog is so small, you can barely pet it without pushing it over.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not kidding. Like, I don't know how to pet you. I was telling it yesterday. Like, I don't know how to pet you. You're so teeny and so squirmy. And it's very cute, but it's also like...
What's this one's name again?
Penny.
Penny, that's right.
Truly, so like, I don't... You can't heavy hand, you know, I'm just trying to scratch because you can't. It just goes, whoa.
Right.
What are you doing?
But I gotta be hold friendly, the lady guy. Your hand up here. This is ridiculous. You're so huge.
You're assaulting me.
I think that thing's 4 pounds.
Well, that is a tiny dog.
I maybe more than that, but I'm right. Yikes. Anyway, let's start.
All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice, morning show, see you there.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.